opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Here we are one more time here, of course, at DDV Radio. We do welcome you here, for this is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. I'm giving God thanks and praise on this afternoon. We welcome you to another episode here on the Mike Radio Show here at DDV Radio. And also, we're also coming to you from Mike Live. And so this is going to be an exciting show as I continue to talk more and more about what God is doing in the midst of what's going on all around me. I thank God for all my viewers. Thank you for M318. Thank you for SITU. Thank you for all my mighty sons of God, Fellowship Church. Thank you, Jamie, my wife, to my son, Tawan, my daughter, Micaiah, my adoptive daughter, Malia, to all those that are supporting my show. I am so excited on this afternoon. I want you to get your Bibles, and I'm going to talk about a couple of things that are in my book. As you know, I got a book that's coming out in April called 177 Laws of Might. Yeah, I know. Yeah, Pastor Mike, you've been talking about that book since 2009. But this is going to happen because I got some supporters. I got people that are making orders. About 10 of you took my challenge, and you went and ordered my book. You pre-ordered the first 177, that pre-order, $25 seed. I'm going to autograph it. When I do my book opening, your name is going to be inside my book. And I'm talking a little bit from my book today, 177 Laws of Might, and you can set aside $25. And these people, I give the M's through, when I put the M up, that means they're responsible for what I'm doing on social media. I'm building SITU. Hello, Ansi, God bless you. I hope you join my family, M318, to GG, M318. And I'm going to be talking a little bit more about some of the things that are inside of my book. I'm going to teach you a little bit about what happened this past week. This is my radio audience, so many of you may have heard that my father experienced a possible life and death situation on last Saturday morning. Okay, Ansi, just that's kind of post your prayer. We'll pray for you. And we're just so excited because God allowed us to come into what I call a space and time of demonstrating the kingdom. And all I've been talking about is kingdom demonstration. And we've been church, we've been screamed at, we've got oil thrown on us. So we've been talking about anniversaries for years. And what happened, if you start talking to people who only knows about churchianity and Christianity, they don't have the right answers to the solution. So we give out what I call, we springboard the same biblical answer, you know, fast, pray. Pray fast, fast, pray. It's like we got these two rock 'em, sock 'em robots. You know what I'm saying? We just be punching in the wall. We need an understanding and an awareness of what the kingdom is about on a continual basis. God bless you, President Christopher B. Johnson. M is up for you. Thank you for your help and your support. And I'm just glad to be here today. We're going to pray and get right into some things I want to share with you. I'm going to be sharing with you from this book, 318-page book that's coming out. I'm trying to raise enough capital for it to be a hardcover book that can be used as a textbook in schools, colleges. It can cross faith lines, cross denominational lines, and really stir up what I call a mindset of what kingdom is about, and not just the same old boring sense of Christianity that most folks think they are. And we're gonna continue to tear down some of these idols that we place in our local churches that has disrupted us from able to tap into what we've been called to. And so I'm always able to try to take history, news reports, and I kind of took my book from 2008 up to this year, 2018-19, volume one, because there'd be more than one volume for this, because I got close to 1,000 laws, and I got to take out the best 177 for this first book. And as I began to share these laws with other people, people inbox me and give me other laws, ways of looking at stuff. And so this stuff is very revelatory. We're going to pray and get right into what God is doing. I want you to get your Bible, get your notebook, get your pen, and I'm challenging you to roll with me. Don't be such a skeptic. Don't sit around and ask me to do all this work, Pastor Mike, you're doing a great job, and don't sow seed and support. I'm a little contrary, a little different than a lot of the Facebook people who don't like to ask for money. I ask. Because the Bible says you have not because you ask not. And I understand business principles. And even when you're selling a product, you are supporting that product. You're giving your money to it because you get something in return. What scripture says, if I give you spiritual things, can I not yet reap your carnal things? And I'm like the Apostle Paul. I'm not begging you. I'm giving you an opportunity to give into good ground. Because one seed, once good, right seed hits the right ground, there's a production, there's a harvest. And so you're going to be blown away by some of the stuff I'm going to teach this afternoon. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that you are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are the Father of all glory. And you give unto us this spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes are enlightened, that we know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to usward, because we believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you energized in Christ when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this world, but the world which is to come, which is Christ's body that filleth all in all, in Christ Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And so get your Bible, and you can go and get your pen, your pencil, and kind of tap into what God is doing in this hour. Here's one of the words you're going to need for my book. And here's the word you're going to have. Here's the word. It's called awareness, which is another term for understanding, which means if you don't have an understanding, you're not going to be aware of what God is doing. And I like to always challenge folks who give me the church answers all the time, because folks like to give church answers. They like to give real answers. I always drive in and going after the core of the matter, go right to the deep cut of the matter so that you will open up and give me the truth of the matter, because everything is built on truth. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, find truth and sell it not, or buy truth and sell it not. And Christ is the truth. Christ is the bomb diggity. As my daughter would say, Christ is lit. And so once you find that truth and you tap into it, then everything else must change from the inside out. I was speaking to one of my faithful viewers, one of these tremendous women of God, and she asked me and said, McDuffie, could you explain to me about those numbers you was talking about earlier today? And I gave her these numbers, and this is in my book, 177 Laws of Might. 3.14, 159, 26.53. I'm going to say those numbers again. 3.14, 159, 26.53. My president, Chris, will post those numbers. And that's a famous geometrical sign of when you divide the inside of the circle, the diameter, into the circumference. And one thing about the circle that's different than the square or the triangle, no matter how small the circle is, no matter how large the circle is, when you divide the inside into the outside, which is called the edge of the circle or the circumference, you keep getting the same strange number. And they call this number irregular. They call this number irrational. And I add another one. I call it irregular, irrational. And also irrefutable, which means it's undefeated. It's powerful. It will overcome. President Crystal said, yes, it is a blessing to give and sow, because the harvest is crazy. I receive harvests that you can see, and also harvests that money can't buy. I encourage you to sow. That's right. Thank you. M318 for you. Keisha, my cousin, M318. Amen. Hello, Nelson. God bless you. And so I told this sister, I said, sister, go watch my clip so you can see how kingdom work. Now, I'm explaining to you, and I'm sharing with my heart with you. Now, my book, 177 Laws of Might, all right, is taken from a lot of historical facts and things I've learned down through the years, all right? I've been in ministry since the age of 17. I'm 54 years young, all right? And this year, on July 29th, I'll be 55 years old. I'll be the speed limit, amen, 2 5s. And I'm able to look from experience what I feel has weakened the church in our communities, in our neighborhoods, because we don't like to talk about topics that relate to us today. We like to talk about streets paved with gold. One day in a sweet by and by, Jesus will fix it after a while. And a lot of times we need Christ to fix stuff now. We need to fix our school system, fix our relationships, fix how we eat, fix how we dress, how we date, how we romance. And we don't like to bring the kingdom into our present, because we're too busy thinking about kingdom after a coffin. So I'm destroying those lies. I'm telling you, the kingdom is just as real as today as it is later. As a matter of fact, the day you gave your life to Jesus, the kingdom opened up and God gave you keys to the kingdom. And those keys will tap you into a level of awareness that will really allow you to come into a personal encounter with Christ. So Christ leads you personally first, and everybody else leads you second. That includes pastors, apostles, prophets, bishops, grand poobahs. I'm sorry, that's from Fred Flintstone. But anyone that wants to have authority over you to tell you what to do, your first Holy Ghost is your leader. That's the first one that leads you and guides you. As a matter of fact, the Holy Ghost would teach you truths that man cannot teach you. So he tells you, listen, if you understand how Holy Spirit works, he will lead you into all truth. So when you find a church or a pastor or someone trying to give you advice or wisdom, you can always compare it to the truth that's on the inside of you. That's very key. Notice where the power comes. The power starts from the inside of you. And hopefully I can find that scripture where it says, when someone tells you the kingdom is over there, there's a Messiah there, God Christ, so don't go chasing them. The kingdom is within you. It's located inside of you. It starts inside, but then it unfolds on the outside. So everything starts from the core, and it will open up if you become aware of it. So this number, 3.14159265.3, that's 26.53.5, and the numbers keep going and going and going because the circle is the only shape where you can divide the diameter of the inside into the circumference or the edge of the circle and keep getting the same strange number. I don't care how small the circle is, how large the circle is, you'll keep getting this same strange number. We call this irregular, irrational, and irrefutable. Irregular, irrational, and irrefutable. Now, I taught this one time on my show before, but I'm bringing it back to the forefront because I get a lot of new people asking me about different questions. I want to make sure I don't leave my audience behind. This past Wednesday was March the 14th, 3.14, and we call that Pi Day. I'm not talking about the pie you eat. I'm talking about the mathematical side called pi. We divide the inside of the circle into the circumference, and you keep getting this strange number. And what I want to tell you, that this number equals the kingdom, because everything that happens physically always comes from a spiritual reality. So the unseen affects the seen. The invisible affects the visible. So what you can't see affects what you can see. That's why the earth is born from heaven. God is in the unseen, and then he changes the scene by the unseen. You get the scene. So a lot of times we don't understand because we're trying to change stuff by what we see. We're supposed to change stuff by what we cannot see. That's what faith is. Faith is walking by the sight of a better kind. It's seeing things in the invisible, seeing things that don't yet appear and act like that what don't appear is more real than what appears. And speaking like that, talking like that, living like that. And folks, that don't make no sense. That's called irrational. Pastor, how's that going to turn out like that? Give and you get more. That's irregular. How is God going to pour off all these miracles and signs and wonders? Because that's irrefutable. God does amazing things that blows your mind if you have an awareness and you understand it. This is very key. Okay, hello, D.D. Williams. God bless you. All right, now watch this. And let me show you this. So if I take the inside and divide it into the circle, I keep getting this strange number. And here's my challenge to the body of Christ. Here's my challenge to Christians. What is on the inside of you? What's in your spirit? Is it the kingdom or is it a weakened form of Christianity? Is it the kingdom or are you tied up with denominationalism? Is it the kingdom? Or is it based on what somebody told you, your great-grandmama, your great-granddaddy, your great-grandfather, your great-granduncle, and it's not based on truth? When Christ comes on the scene in the New Testament, the kingdom that's within him is swallowing up all the other false religious circles, including the Jewish worship of that hour, the Jewish temple, and the Jewish system. The kingdom swallows it up because the kingdom lives within side of Christ. Here's a powerful verse, and remember this. And Pastor Keith, Pastor Butler said this. In the Old Testament, you went to the house of the Lord. In the New Testament, you become the house of the Lord. See, that's kingdom. It comes by what's on the inside of you. So when you face a situation or circumstance, or you face a circle that seems to surround you and try to suffocate you, the problem is never on the outside of you. It's on the inside of you, how you perceive it, how you are aware of it. What you plan to divide into that circle will determine if you have a kingdom output. There's some folks in their heart, they don't have kingdom. They got a weakened form of Christianity. So when they apply it, they get the Christianity results. When you apply kingdom, sooner or later, you will get an irrefutable result. You will get miracles that make no sense. You'll watch God bust a move in such a way that folks say, how did that happen? You'll say dumb stuff like, you know, I gave tithes and offerings, and God gave me a scholarship. That'll make no sense. That's quite irregular, baby. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me I have to love my enemies and speak to them when they want to speak to me? Yep, because love swallows up hate. Really? And the enemies are becoming your best friend. How'd that happen? Irregular, irrational, and it's irrefutable. So the victory is really not depicted on, devil, leave me alone. Please, devil, leave me alone. Devil, don't bother me. That's not how it works, baby. The devil's job is to bother you. It is to challenge you. It is to get on your case. And God doesn't remove him. He says, reach inside and use the kingdom. Apply it to your circle. And watch the kingdom come outside and fight for you. Let me give you a scripture. And I'm going to go to my book. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, after Jesus gives a parable, which is a story in mystery form, to the crowd, in verse 10 of chapter 13 of Matthew, this is what happened. The disciples came to Jesus by himself, by himself, by himself, by himself, by himself, by himself, by himself. These questions were not asked in front of the crowd. So when your pastor preaches and teaches, this is very key. Hello, Gigi. God bless you. Hello, Dee Dee Williams. Listen, there's a sermon on Sunday morning that's preached to the general public. And then during Sunday school in small groups, there's another group the pastor talked to that gets the secrets. Let me tell you something. That's just life, y'all. And you don't tell your secrets to everybody. That's just common sense. You got to find trusted people who you can show your face to. Now, this I talk about these things in my book. Four levels of relationship. Face to face, face to behind, face to distance, and none. And there's certain folks you stay away from totally. There's certain folks you got a distance relationship. There's certain folks you show your behind to, and there's certain folks you show your face to. And you have to find out which group your people fit in. Nothing is worse than telling a secret to a person that only deserves your behind. And this is some stuff I teach in my book, because a lot of times we have opened up to the wrong people and they took your secrets and used it against you. And that is a Judas, all right? And then make sure you pray God leads you who to connect to. Even people who are prayer partners. That's my prayer partner. We pray and talk about secrets. I used to see this happen in some of my younger years of ministry. The girls used to get together and pray over their boyfriends. And the boyfriends, and then the girls would fuss to them about how bad their boyfriends was. And then the girlfriends would go and take their boyfriends. So be very careful who you tell all your secrets to, because it's not always safe folk either. And I got a couple of Muslim brothers I could talk to more so than some pastors. I'm telling you right now, don't be moved by titles. Because you gotta understand how kingdom works. Kingdom works from within. So with Jesus tells this story in mystery form, and then his disciples meet him on the side, and this is the conversation. The disciples say, yo, Jesus, I'm going to give you Michael McDuffie translation. Yo, Jesus, when you was outside talking to all them people, I got some questions. Can I talk to you by yourself? And Jesus said, all right, go ahead, ask the question. And they said, what was you talking about in those parables? What are you speaking about? What are you doing? They were very confused. But verse 11 says this, and it bears repeating. I said this before, but let me just make it plain. Hello, Irma. It says, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven are given to you people, not to those over there. Now, I'm going to show you something, how discriminatory that sounds. He sounds like a discriminist, because why would Jesus say one thing to one person and say something to someone else totally different? Because the crowds don't care about kingdom. What they want is fish and loaves and free gifts. They don't want the intimacy to tap into the kingdom to see how it functions, so you have to take our responsibility to carry it out. See, there are church folk that just like toys. Listen to me carefully. They like toys. They like the anointing line up front. They want to fall out on the floor. They want a prophecy. All right. And these are people who like toys. It's, you know, it's funny. When I was growing up, my mother say, Michael, say the ABCs. I go, A, B, C, D, E. And I start saying the ABCs like a little kid. Now, when you get to be like 50 years old, someone say ABCs. I go, A, B, C. You're too old to be saying ABCs like that. You know why it's hard? Because we learn the ABCs in rhythm form. But as you get older, you put away childish things and you are more what? Mature. Now, this is what I'm trying to show you. So I am going to show you how kingdom work. Now, we're going to take a break in 2 minutes. And I'm showing you something that's going to blow your mind. And I took almost a whole half an hour. I took a whole half an hour just to get to the point of what's on your insides need to be divided on the outside of you. And if you get the right system on the inside, when you step into your circumstance, the kingdom of God will kick in every single time. You'll see an irregular movement, you'll see an irrational movement, and you'll see an irrefutable movement, and you will see it. When I come back, I'm going to break down Matthew's Gospel chapter 13, okay? Take a break first. We get back into about 2 minutes.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait and switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. 1338. John Stets at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, we're back. Thank you for staying tuned. Thank you for staying with Mike Radio Station. You're listening, of course, to www.dv.com, Mike Radio Show here every single Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. I'm excited because we're learning some things about my book, 177 Laws of Might, and this is a show you don't want to miss. You want to hear this over and over. And I also welcome a Might Live audience, and I'm on part two of my show. We're at 2:30 hour, headed for about 10 minutes to 3. Got about another 20, 25 minutes. I want you to know that this Thursday, make an announcement, I'm having my ICU Recognition Award Banquet. Tickets are only $20, and we're honoring Brother Danny, the owner of the station. I hope people will come out and support it, pay $20 and come out and support Brother Danny. And these tickets are being sold here for $20. It's two-sided ticket, name, address, stuff, and $20 on March the 22nd, 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock, 4 hours. We're going to come dance, have a good time, do some praying, networking. We got Brother Danny we're honoring. We have also the superintendent of Patterson Schools, Miss Eileen Schaefer. We have the chief of police. We got Chris Irvin, the new Passaic County superintendent over all superintendents of Passaic County. We got Sharon Easton becoming lieutenant, a sister named Della Fisher, who just became one of the assistants to the governor. We got also Safe City Initiative. We got also some other people being honored, the mayor, Ruby Cotton, a whole host of people. Don't miss this. Inbox me. Get a ticket. It's only $20. Dinner will be served. We got special music, Eric McKenzie, my daughter Micaiah, Symphony McDuffie. This is something you don't want to miss. And tickets are limited because we can only hold about 150 people inside this hall. All right. I don't want to press pause the mark where the fire department got to come. So if you want a ticket, please. Inbox me. That's next Thursday, 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock, 511 East 22nd Street, Patterson, New Jersey, 07514. And I'm going to read the ticket off to you, and it says, Pastor Workshop, Clergy on Fire, I Am Initiative, ICU Recognition Award Banquet, Thursday, March 22nd, 2018, 6 p.m. to 10 o'clock at the Crossroads Community Center, 511 East 22nd Street, Patterson, New Jersey, 07514. Buy tickets now, limited seating at the door, no refunds. And you get a ticket, only $20. We're going to have a great time. Don't miss it. It's going to be powerful. Let's go back to the book of Matthew chapter 13. I want to go even a little deeper than this. I want to try to get to some of my stuff here. So Jesus says, all right, guys, I gave you a corporate story for the whole crowd, but now I'm going to share some insider truths with you. All right. He said, he that has an ear, let him hear. That word, he that has an ear, let him hear me. He that understands, he that desires to become aware, he that wants to go deeper than just the fish and the loaves, but want to know the kingdom, that person, I am going to give you a higher level of understanding. Then he says, the kingdom of the secrets, watch this, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Then he says, whoever has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. One scripture right to the one translation, superabundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. What's that? The Jewish heritage, the Jewish temple. You thought you were someone because you was born Jewish. He said, I'm here to bring the kingdom. I'm here to bring a system to you that's irregular, that's irrational, but irrefutable, and I'm give you an opportunity to tap into it. But I already know that the crowd I was in front of, they have already made up their mind to reject me. So when I'm talking to these people, I put it in parable. But when I meet people whose heart is open and want to learn, I'll download kingdom secrets to them. So what I'm sharing with you about this thing called 3.14159.26.53, I'm sharing kingdom secrets. I'm showing you that what's on your inside can impact your outside. So a lot of times when you face problems and stress and heaviness and weighty areas, the first thing God goes after is your heart. He goes on the inside of you. Because when God can change the inside of you, you can handle the outside. Okay, I'm going to show you how this thing works. This is kind of deep. Now, I'm going to switch gears. I want to go to something. I'm going to show you how deep this is, right? And this is in my book. This is my book, all right? One of the chapters in my book is the term Sandy. Sandy is a superstorm. Popped up in 2012, all right? This storm was the fourth costliest storm in our country. It cost us over $70 billion in damages. 233 people died overall, all right? I don't think that many died in USA, but a few died. But here was the problem with Sandy. They call it the Frankenstorm because this storm wasn't your regular hurricane. It had dropped down to a tropical storm right before it hit, before Halloween. It was moving about 70 miles per hour, 4 miles below an official hurricane. So it's a tropical storm. So you're saying to yourself, well, that's no big problem because I can handle a tropical storm. Not when it's combined with large, heavy barometer readings. And a barometric reader let you know how deep is the core of water inside the storm. The water that's contained inside the storm determines the power of that storm. So moisture, wetness will cause the storm to gain strength. How you sap the strength out of a storm is dryness, oppression, depression, bad thoughts that would dry out your anointing, that would dry out your fire, that would take the logs out your flame, and you'll soon find yourself want to stay in bed, pull the curtains down, don't want to get up, don't want to get out. You want to get that fire back. You want that core back because inside of the core of the hurricane determines the level of its power. Now, they call Superstorm Sandy a Frankenstorm. And the reason why, because this storm actually had a width of over 900 miles in diameter. And keep in mind, the storm is round. Watch this. It spins backwards. And all these culminating forms turned it into a Frankenstorm. Not only was it so wide, it also took its time moving. I don't know why folks confuse speed with power. And some people believe because I come there first or I'm the first one to get there, that's where the success is. Don't confuse my slow movement with my powerful arrival. And sometimes folk get it first, get married first, fall in love first, but they're miserable. Sometimes God will slow you down and say, ain't no rush here, baby. Hold on. Because finally, when I finally fix you up, when you come on the scene, you're going to be powerful as a Super Sandy. Super Sandy also was known for its storm surges, which means how high the waves come. 14 feet wide, 14, listen, y'all, 14 feet high waves. That broke the record of Hurricane Donna in 1960 of 10-foot waves. This one broke the record. So the waves were higher. Due to what? It came during the full moon. Now, what are you teaching me? Timing. Accuracy, your core on the inside of you. See, when the kingdom is on the inside of you, you'll begin to perform signs, wonders, and miracles that will blow everybody's mind. Let me tell you why the devil don't like Pastor Mike. Because I bring the secrets of the kingdom out on the table. So Christianity is no longer a boring religion. It's an everyday lifestyle. You soon discover that a single woman does not look for a man, but she just be herself and the man she was created from come looking for her. How do you discover that? Because I studied the kingdom. And when you study the kingdom, you study different kingdoms. You study the animal kingdom. All these lions fight to see who gonna mate the female lioness. So all lions come, all the lions come fight, right? But only one lasts. They all fight. And she's sitting around looking at all of them fight. All right. And she finally say, okay, you eliminated. You eliminated. And then finally when the lion says, you mine, when he go to mate her, she reach back. She don't let you come up in here so easy. All right. Now, y'all can't take that. You can't handle that. Because you're going to be qualified to touch this. You're going to be part of my covenant before you enter into my secret place, all right? Enter my gates with thanksgiving. So I'm showing you that what's on the inside will determine that comes on the outside. God bless you, Elder Lachey Brown. God bless you, Christopher B. Johnson. So a lot of time, the outside is not the problem. It's the inside. We're defeated from within. And anytime you start blaming others, it's someone else's fault. They made me do it. It's the white man's fault. It's the black man's fault. It's this man's fault. You're missing the kingdom. See, to the weak-minded, you give your control to other people. But to those who understand kingdom, you overcome no matter what's placed in front of you. So this storm, Superstorm Sandy, was so powerful because of all the accommodating factors. He had the high surges. It came during the full moon. It came right before Halloween. It was so deep in its foundation, which means this. The level of your awareness of the kingdom will determine the level of power you flow in. Now, let me tell you about when you get the kingdom inside of you. You're not moved by people, people's opinions, what people say. You're not moved by them. You're not mentally controlled. They can't make you curse folk out. They can't make you move out of character. You stay consistent in the kingdom, and this thing will unfold with so much power, it will knock you out. And it will transform lives. And the reason why kingdom come, because it allows to transform the lives of hard-hearted, cemented people. I really believe that the Christianity we practice in our country is so weak, it can't transform the lives of people who are struggling with certain things and won't tell them about it. When kingdom come on the scene, man, you can fight it all you want. It is irrefutable. All right. And I compare the kingdom to Superstorm Sandy. Flooding, rainfall, high wind, storm surges, tropical cyclone. It merged with a fast southeastward moving cold bunch of mass wind. And guess what? This storm was so powerful, it shut down the New York Stock Market Exchange. First time in 27 years, it was stronger than Hurricane Gloria. And the thing was, it wasn't even stronger than 74 miles per hour. It maxed out at 70 miles an hour. But the wind, the water, watch this, the core of the inside determined the level of its power. So when I speak about the number of pi, 3.14159, 26.53, what's on the inside of you will determine the victory you walk in. So I don't like when folk tell me I'm like this because someone did me wrong. You know, someone said something bad about me. I dropped out of school because the teacher was racist. I quit. See, when you start doing that, you give up too much power. You got too much power to give up. Now, I will admit, those weak in faith, those weak mentally, it feels better to blame everybody. But I do know there's some folk who you can blame for certain things, but I don't like children who say they do things negative because their mama didn't give them this and their daddy didn't give them that. Somewhere along the line, you have to grow up. You have to change your inside. You have to put the kingdom in your heart so that you're able to walk in a power source that will blow your mind. Now, these things I got in my book that's coming out, 177 Laws of Might. And I'm teaching laws of truth that will blow your mind. And I'm not going to give you a whole lot because I see 10 of you already ordered my book. And I'm so glad for those who just say, McDuffie, that book is mine. And they go to the cash app, they order it. They don't start saying, Pastor Mike, why are you asking for money? Pastor Mike, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people who says, McDuffie, your information is well. When I go to college, I pay tuition. When I go to trade school, I pay tuition. And so when you offer a product and it's worth having, put your money where your mouth is. God bless you, Felicia Bryan. This image for you. You are such a faithful supporter, Pastor Mike. God bless you. Christopher B. Johnson, thank you so much. Thank you, Lachey Brown. Without Lachey Brown, there would be no Mighty Sons of God Church. Nobody's my original elder. Glory be to God. Gigi, this is M for you. God bless you. And so I've learned that once you discover the kingdom and don't sell it not and walk in the power of it, everything else gets swallowed up. Now, I said this earlier, and let me read something to you about how kingdom work from what I call an irregular movement. It don't make any sense. This is not normal, but it's just the way it happened. Let me show you what happened. You take the kingdom, which is the circle, inside the circle, and divide it into the circumference, which is the circumstance. Check this out, right? And I'll make it real plain. A woman was bleeding for 12 years. She was on a menstrual cycle 12 years straight. She spent all her money, and the reason why she was broke, she got to keep buying those pads all the time, right? She bleeding on the inside. Her infections are all inside her body. And if she does something that's irregular and it's irrational, here it is. If I can touch his clothes, I shall be whole. You know what she's doing? She's practicing kingdom. She's not doing church stuff. Jesus will fix it after a while. Jesus will fix it after a while. She's not doing that. She tapped into a principle. My mouth and my actions must agree. I put it like this. My mouth, my heart, and my actions must align. Once it aligned, I can pull power out the kingdom. So she took her insides, watch this, and divided it into her circumstance. We are not judged by the sins of our forefathers, our own sins. Thank you, Gloria. Hello, D. Park. God bless you. Hello. All right. Now, so she gets close enough to Jesus. Now, keep this in mind. There's about 15,000 people bumping into Jesus. 15,000. I mean, keep telling you, Jesus Christ was like the Michael Jackson of the early 70s. And everybody's bumping into him, but no one's getting healed. Because they don't have anything on the inside of them. But this woman does. This woman says, if I touch his clothes, I shall be whole. How you know that, girl? I want to know, how does girl know that by touching his clothes, there's no scripture in the Torah for that. Because she figured it out by studying him, watching him from a distance. And she says, he's nearby. I'm going to get my miracle. So she presses her way through. She crawls on the ground because the hem is at the bottom. She touches the tassel because Christ wore a robe with tassels on it. She touches the tassel. Watch this. The anointing leads Jesus Christ's spirit, goes through his body, into his clothes, into the robe, down the robe, into the tassel. And she touches one of the tassels and the power of God, irregular, irrational, make no sense. It's not a regular pattern and goes into the body. And the Bible says she felt in the body the sickness just stopped. It froze, which whatever the sickness was, it stopped advancing because she tapped into the kingdom of Pi. She stopped it. Why? She got a system going on the inside. So watch this. When she felt in her body, she was healed. The Bible says Jesus stopped walking. Now, this is deep, y'all. Watch this. What would make Jesus stop walking? All this time he walking. This woman made him stop walking. Let me ask you something. Maybe the Christianity that we're preaching on Sundays, Christ still walking. Maybe God wants to practice the kingdom so Christ can stop and bless us. So he stopped. Then he asked this question, which sounds irregular, sounds irrational. Who touched me? Now this time, everybody touching you. What kind of question is that? Everybody touch you. And the Bible says Jesus don't even pay attention to any dumb question or that statement. He looked around. Define her who's operating in 3.14159.26.53. She tapped into the inside of the kingdom. And the Bible says she fell down and told Jesus all the truth. And then he changed her name from woman with the issue of blood to daughter. And then he says, your faith made you whole, which means the miracle is now complete. Everything your blood disease caused you to lose, you get everything back. See, when kingdom step in, it don't just heal you. It just don't stop. It gives you back everything that was lost because of your sin. See, it restores stuff back to you that the enemy stole. See, this is the stuff that you're not going to get in a lot of churches. I'm telling you right now, you need SITU. You need my book, 177 Laws of Might, because to tap and define the kingdom, it's not as available as you think. As a matter of fact, if you read the Gospels, it actually says it like this. The kingdom has to be discovered. He has to be searched. So a lot of folks got Jesus and still lost when it comes to kingdom because they don't understand how to tap into the kingdom. You got that right, Gloria Gigi. You got that. And so a lot of times we get into this cycle of Christianity, you know, give my life to Jesus, come to the altar, cry all day, fast all night, you know, stay in church all day. But life is bigger than the church building. It's Monday through Saturday. Include your emotional man. Include dating. Include romance. Include going to the movies. It include growing older. It include raising your kids. And a lot of times our churches are actually set up just to deal with Sunday morning services. So we got rated A's on Sunday morning, but rated F Saturday to next from Sunday after benediction to next Saturday. So we're master church attenders. and failures from Monday through Saturday, unless you find the kingdom and put it in your spirit, become aware of it, and then start to apply it. Let me show you something else. In Mark chapter 5, and I said this before, I'm just giving you a few things about how the kingdom works irrationally, irregularly, and irrefutable. All right, remember the story? Joshua says, city, Jericho got to come down. He marches around the city once a day, circle, circle, circle. What's inside of Joshua? Kingdom. He does march around the city once a day. All right? On the seventh day, march around the city seven times, and you're going to scream, and the kingdom of God is going to come out your belly, move through into the circumstance, causing the walls to collapse. And the walls will create a ladder. You're going to climb over and take all the stuff and break the city down. But don't say a word until I tell you to. See, kingdom come with instructions, not necessarily prescriptions. It instructs you for life. It teaches you how to follow leadership. It shows you how to follow leadership with the Holy Spirit giving you balance. And a lot of times we don't understand this because we're not taught, trained, and equipped. We just sermonized. We need training. We need equipping. And we need help. And that goes to everybody. No one escapes. There's no perfect people. That's why they put erasers on back of pencils, because you're going to make mistakes. So I've showed you today a couple of things. I didn't really get to I talked about this, the tale of one Sandy. I was going to talk about another Sandy, which was Sandy the grammar school, where the young man named Adam murdered 26 people, basically Jewish kids before the age of 8-9 years old, most of them. And this man, Adam, filled with demons, demon-possessed, we call it mental illness, drove five miles to the school. My thing is, what was his conversation like for 5 miles? Meditating on the wrong thing. See, his kingdom in him was wrong. It was poisonous. So he divided his poison into his circumstance and murdered 26 people. See, what's on your inside will eventually show up on your outside. See, that's the whole thing. So what you got to do is pull those weeds up, pull those trees up that are producing fruit that's erroneous. That's why Jesus cursed the fig tree, because the fig tree represented a Jewish system that the people were eating from that was causing them to fall asleep. Hello, Snow White. See, if you eat the wrong fruit, you fall asleep. Fall asleep to purpose, destiny. Fall asleep to your authority. I taught this today because I wanted to close with this quick testimony. And my mother and father never likes for me to share personal stuff, but I have to, because I'm trying to save the lives of people. My father practically died last Sunday morning when I walked into the kitchen and saw him slumped over, and I actually saw the spirit of death hovering over my father. But guess what's inside of me? The kingdom. Irrefutable, irrational, and irregular. I got it in the core. I feel like Superstorm Sandy. I got a barometer of deep waters. So when I told her, I said, death, get. As I cast out the spirit of death, go. And I would take my hand and rub his head and put his head on my chest. Now, my father out of it. My mother sitting there trying to get paperwork together. My oldest brother walks in. We lay hands on him. I'm casting out the devil. She's telling death it can't stay. You can't visit here. Go, leave. And all of a sudden, when the ambulance walk in, he popped. They call his name. They said, Isaac. He pops up just like that. Can pop right back. I know what death looked like. If you don't have kingdom on the inside, death will intimidate you. See, what's on the outside will test what's on your insides. Most of us don't know who we are until we're tested. Now, we good scripture quoters. We good church attendees. We good at shouting. We know exactly when the pastor goes, and dun, 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 dun. We know all about that stuff. But when life hits you in the face, and you have to face some cold realities and have to face some disappointments, what's on your inside will finally come out on the table. And that's why, you know, it's funny. I like to watch Steve Harvey. I like to hear Steve Harvey on the radio. And Tommy would be tricking folk with the pranks. And most of the folk who be cursing folk God be church folk. It'd be church folk. They'd be cursing folk God. Steve, Tommy, you got me cursing. I'm supposed to be a church person. And what Tommy really want to say is, well, if you really are, why are all those curse words coming out of you? It could be the kingdom is not in your core. It might be some stuff that's in that need to come out. See, that's why sometimes, you know, Tommy pranking people really shows what's on the inside of your circle. Listen, I got less than 2 minutes, and I got to begin to close out. And let me warn you one more time. I got a couple of announcements. Number one, come out to my dinner next Thursday night at the Crossroads. $20 ticket, full dinner. Eric McKenzie, my daughter, is singing. And I do invite you to come. Only $20. Come support us. You can inbox me, 511 East 22nd Street, Patterson, New Jersey. We're going to be recognizing a few leaders. Eileen Schaefer, new superintendent of the school, the chief of police, Chris Irvin, Della Fisher, Lieutenant Sharon, Safe City Initiative, some other people, too, a charter school. We're honoring about 12 or 13 people. Come out and listen. And Tony, from street to street. And listen, it's going to be great. Don't miss it next Thursday. And also, my good friend, Miss Ellie Waite, is having a dinner on the 24th at the at Lanise across the street at a 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Tickets are $50 before and $55. Inbox me. Let's support these people who support Pastor McDuffie. Let's come out and let's show and prove. Order my book, 177 Laws of Might. Go to my Cash app, download the Cash app, set aside $25 and order my book, and you'll get more of this stuff. Hey, until next Saturday, tune in again at, of course, Mike Radio Station. You got to go. Love you.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now.